you know, CCNV continued on after Mitch Snyder died. It was never the same, though. I think, and I don't think it was just his death, but I think it was the change in the community, because what made it so vibrant was gone. It was now, again, it had won in a certain sense. It's like you win a revolution, and then you have to actually, the real hard, you know, what is it? You won the revolution, now the hard work begins. and so I think what began to happen was a shift towards kind of the professionalization of homeless services. And it's not all bad, because obviously you want to deliver those services in the most effective and compassionate way. And to a certain degree, professionalizing can do that. To a certain degree, it also can destroy that. So it depends on what you mean with that. There are plenty of great groups that still work around this issue. The Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless, I think, is one of the most outstanding. So others, my idea is still clearly there doing what it does. And they're all over the place. Loaves and Fishes downstairs feeds homeless people. You know, there's been, in a certain sense, great advances, like in outreach. Like, who would have thought, like, Help the Homeless, you know, Walkathon or whatever, something like that. It's become, in a certain sense, much more part of mainstream fabric of life. But how much do we really talk about ending homelessness anymore?